And welcome back to Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Today we're going to be showing you how to make a second date update. For today's tasty dish, you throw in a pinch of Joey and a dash of Ellen, and then you smother it all in my special love sauce that I keep in the cupboard for occasions just like this, and then bake it at 350 degrees for 17 hours.
Like a creepy cooking show.
And then once you take it out of the oven, I have nowhere to go from there. So let's just get to the second date update.
Okay, so you're a very good cook, sir.
Okay.
Just to update everybody, Joey met Ellen in a cooking class. They actually went back to his place to cook a meal together because they'd learned all kinds of new things. I don't think you... Did you have my love sauce?
No.
In the dishes?
I unfortunately did not have it.
I don't think that's unfortunate at all.
Since you're new to the cooking world, I'll make sure to get you some. But let's get back to the date. After they made their food, he was trying to get her to like hang out on the couch, watch some Netflix, chill, all that good stuff. But she just left and has barely been talking to him since. So we're going to call her and see what's up.
It sounds like you should have quit while you're ahead on this one, Joey.
I don't even know if I was ahead or behind. It's just weird.
Okay.
Joey can't think of any reason that she's not calling back. All right, here we go. I'm going to dial her phone number right now.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Ellen?
Yeah, I'm Ellen.
Hey, Ellen, how are you? This is Jubal from the world-famous Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show. Do you have any questions for me?
I'm sorry, who is this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show. World famous.
No.
What would you like to ask me?
You called me. I guess why did you call me? That's my question for you.
That's actually
good question,
you know what?
Ellen.
It's a very good question. And the reason I'm calling is because we do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them after, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what happened.
Okay, are you saying someone emailed your show about me?
Yes, his name is Joey.
Oh, okay, yeah, I went on a date with Joey.
Yep, that's what he told us. He said that you guys cooked some food at his class because you met in a cooking class, and then at the end of the evening you sort of took off and haven't really been talking to him, so he's curious why.
It just didn't like go the way I wanted it to, and so I left.
Yeah, so that emergency text message was a fake, right?
What emergency text message?
He said that you got an emergency, like a text that said it's an emergency and you had to bail real quick.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's how I got out of it.
Okay. So it was an act. Why would you do that? What was so bad about hanging out with Joey that you had to fake an emergency to get out of there?
I don't know. I guess he wasn't really who I thought he was.
I mean, he said that you left like as he was asking you to like stay and basically Netflix and chill. Was it just too much on the first date to do that?
No, I made up my mind before that.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, can you tell us why at all?
I guess I just, I kind of saw this other, like this, I saw like how he treats people, you know, and kind of like got to know that side of him. And I don't know, I didn't like it. So I left.
What do you mean how he treats people? Was there somebody else there with you guys?
Well, no, there wasn't anybody else there, but, he has an Alexa, you know, like one of those like speaker things that you talk to and it does stuff for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We all know what the Alexa is.
Yeah. Okay. So he had an Alexa and he was just being so mean to it.
Wait, he was like yelling at his Alexa?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was out of nowhere. Like we'd be in the kitchen. He'd be like, Alexa, set the timer for 20 minutes. And then he'd just like go back to talking normal. Like, oh, hey, can you hand me the garlic or whatever? And I was like, yeah. And it was so angry.
Wait, are you sure he wasn't like
screaming at Alexa?
Are you sure he wasn't like talking loud like my mom does when she talks into her phone because she doesn't think that the phone can hear her?
Like Siri?
It was just very rude. I wasn't really a fan of how he was talking to her.
Just so you're kind of sticking up for Alexa.
Yeah.
She doesn't have feelings, you know that, right?
No, I know, but I don't know. That's just a weird way to talk to something like that.
I could kind of see that. Like, I would be turned off if a guy was yelling at any inanimate object. Like, if you can get mad at that and be mean to that, how would you treat actual people or when you're actually angry?
Yeah, and, like, just, is he really impatient, you know? Like, I don't know.
What other commands did he ask Alexa for?
Like, you're talking, and we were sautéing onions. And then out of nowhere, he just goes, Alexa, play smooth jazz! But she couldn't hear him the first time.
What?
So he just kept yelling, smooth jazz, Alexa! And it was so... Yeah, I...
Dang it, Alexa! It
was... Alexa, you idiot! I said smooth jazz! That is not smooth jazz, regular jazz!
Yeah, and, like, I don't even like smooth jazz, so that didn't help, and...
Ellen, how did you keep a straight face through that?
I was honestly just really uncomfortable because it came out of nowhere and it was kind of just surprising.
Yeah, you don't want to point it out. Plus, you know, put Alexa out there because he could get even more angry at Alexa that she's making things awkward for you two.
Maybe, yeah. So I don't know. I just had to get out of there.
Oh man,
makes sense to me.
Oh, really?
I do the same thing,
oh,
man.
That's weird.
Dude, I yell at Siri so much.
Yeah, like, and you have anger issues. Yeah. That's
I do.
Right? Like, it's a red flag to, like, anger stuff, man.
I guess, man. Yeah, you could say that. My GPS, Siri, like, if they were actual people, they would have sued me by now.
Yes!
The things that I said to them.
See? She knows what she's talking about.
Oh, man.
Well, Ellen, I hate to break it to you, but Joey is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you right now, too.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Joey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I can't believe this.
Oh my god.
Are you like serious?
I am serious. Are you serious? Yelling at somebody like that? That's so mean.
Well, it's not someone. It's Alexa. It's like a computer.
But you don't have to be so rude. I don't want to be going out with somebody who, you know, just like flies off the handle like that. You know, like that doesn't look good to me.
She doesn't have feelings. I was screaming at her so she could hear me. It was loud. We were cooking in the kitchen.
Well, I know. It was just so, you were being really mean to her, and I just didn't, it made me uncomfortable. I didn't appreciate it.
Joey.
Okay, I don't get why you're calling her. It is a machine and not a person, but
Well, her name's Alexa.
Its name is Alexa. Its name
yeah.
is Alexa.
Like, you have to say Alexa before you tell her to do things. Like, that, she has a name. It's a she. It's a her.
I don't get how...
Look, okay, just put yourself in my position. You're on a date with someone, and out of nowhere, they start screaming, like, Alexa, turn the volume up on the TV! Like, it's so alarming.
Well, the things I was screaming were really important. The timer for the food, very important. And to set the mood, I thought that was also important. But
yep, but you're not setting the mood if you're screaming at the top of your lungs.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying mean things to her. It wasn't like I was swearing at her or anything. I was just asking her to do the thing she's supposed to do. I don't get what you guys are talking about right now. Actually.
But you wanted to swear at her, didn't you?
Well, kind of, yeah, but I didn't.
See?
Haven't you guys ever yelled at things? Haven't you guys ever yelled at your car when it doesn't start? I feel like you guys are making me out to like a bad person over yelling at an object and not an actual person right now.
Okay, well, you're kind of yelling a little bit now, Joey.
Wow.
I feel you on that. I yell at inanimate objects all the time. But you're kind of yelling now.
And it's the time.
I'm not yelling. I'm just frustrated. No one is understanding me just like Alexa.
I just think that there's a time and the place. I mean,
yeah,
Ellen, if he were to do this outside of your presence, would you have a problem with it?
Yeah, I don't want to go out with a guy who treats people that way.
She's not a people. She's a computer. What are you talking about?
You're doing it again. You're raising your voice again.
No, I am not.
Look, it's the principle of treating people with respect, and you obviously don't have the principle or the respect for people or things.
I paid money for her. I could treat her how I want.
Whoa!
And there we go again.
Not scored you points saying things like
Joey,
that.
Joey, another similarity you and I have.
Uh-huh.
Let's try to figure this out, though. Ellen, would you like to go out with Joey on a second date? We will pay for it.
No, I would not.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I could just see that that's who you are on the inside. That's what you do when you get frustrated. That's what you do when you get angry.
All right. Well, Joey, I'm sorry you did not get a second date.
All right. Thanks for trying, I guess. Bye.
Man, Alexa is going to get it as soon as
yeah.
Joey gets home. So worried about her.